You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Well, the sun has set on Dalal Street for the day and indeed the week. With all the events of the last day of the trading week, I come to you with a recap. My name is Rakesh Sharma. You're listening to an evening walk down Dalal Street right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets witnessed another volatile day to close the week on a weak note. The S&P BSE Sensex fell by about 2%, while Nifty 50 saw a decline of 2.1% for the week ended this 12th of July. The index failed to hold on to 11,600 levels but got some support near 11,500 levels. It closed above its 100 days exponential moving average, which is a comforting sign, but overhang of budget proposals is likely to weigh on markets for some more time. Sanjeev Zarbade, VP of PCG Research at Kotak Securities, told Money Control, and I quote, "The Sensex is seen closing down for the week as markets reacted negatively to the union budget announcements related to an enhanced tax surcharge on high-income earners. Except for the U.S. equities, other major global benchmarks were also weak." Unquote. In terms of sectors, the S&P BSE Metal Index rose 0.91% today, followed by the BSE Realty Index, which was up 0.55%, and the BSE Healthcare Index rose 0.5%. The broader market outperformed as the BSE Midcap Index gained 0.41%, while the BSE Small Cap Index rose 0.16% on Friday. Earnings and macros will dictate the trend for markets in the coming week. On the global front, the movement of crude oil prices as well as geopolitical tensions, especially between the United States and Iran, will be watched. Crucial support for the Nifty index is placed at 11,400 to 11,460. Ajit Mishra, who is Vice President of Research at Religare Broking, told Money Control, and I quote, "We expect the markets to remain choppy in the near term in the backdrop of weak domestic sentiment given the ongoing economic slowdown. The monsoon has shown considerable improvement over the past 1 to 2 weeks, which is positive for the Indian economy. However, the progress of monsoon would be actively tracked by traders and investors. Further, the earnings announcement by companies is likely to lead to stock-specific volatility." On the global front, ongoing geopolitical tensions between the US and Iran could have a bearing on Indian markets as crude price has inched higher and is likely to keep the market participants on edge. Unquote. Quick look at some stocks that made some noise today on Dalal Street. Shares of KPR Mill ended lower by over 2% on the 12th of July today after the company decided to cancel its buyback plan on the back of newly imposed tax obligations on such offerings. The decision pushed the scrip to its lowest level since the 15th of April 2019. Shares of business service provider Quess Corp ended with gains of over 9% after the company said its board approved the preferential issue of 7.54 lakh equity shares to Amazon.com NV Investment Holdings LLC. GNA Axle's shares zoomed 20% today after reporting healthy earnings growth in the quarter ended June 2019. The Axle Shafts maker reported a massive 30% year-on-year growth in consolidated profit to 18.2 crore rupees in quarter 1 of FY20. And finally, Manpasand Beverages shares ended close to 5% lower after a promoter pledged his entire stake. The promoter, Dhirendra Singh, on the 4th of July, created a pledge on its entire shareholding of 44.32% with FinQuest Financial Solutions. Quick look at foreign markets now. Stocks in major Asian stock markets mostly closed higher today. Japan's Nikkei 225 closed 0.2% higher at 21,685.9, while the Topics Index, the broader Topics Index also of Japan, fell 0.15% to end its trading day at 1,576.31. South Korea's Kospi advanced 0.29% to close at 2,086.66. Australia's S&P ASX 200 slipped 0.29% to close at 6,696.5. Shanghai Composite was up 0.44% to close at 2,930.55, and the Shenzhen Composite gained 0.506% to close at 1,556.77. The Shenzhen component also gained 0.66% to close at 9,213.38. Hong Kong's Hang Seng added 0.23% today. So in conclusion, there's a lot of numbers, so I have to give you as a recap. Japan's Nikkei was up, Topics was down, Kospi was up, Australia's S&P ASX 200 was down, Shanghai Composite was up, Shenzhen Composite was up, Component Shenzhen also up, and Hang Seng also up. Well, it's a Friday, so it must mean time for Stories of the Day as well as the Market Podcast. So those will be coming your way over the course of the day. Do write into us in the meanwhile, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.